This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, The Lobster. The University of Houston presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Lobsters are arthropods, a category that includes ants, spiders, scorpions, and even cockroaches. They're close cousins of the annelids, or segmented worms, a key difference being that arthropods have a hard shell. Though it covers the outside of the body, the shell serves much the same function as our internal skeleton. In the case of lobsters, it also provides protection from other sea creatures in search of a succulent meal. The problem with a shell is that it can't grow, so the lobster must periodically shed it and start a new one. The process, known as molting, is dangerous and one of nature's many engineering marvels. Trevor Corson explains the process in a wonderfully written essay entitled "Stalking the American Lobster." Molting begins as the lobster's gelatinous body expels water, causing it to shrink. As the shell splits open, the lobster shuts down its 20 sets of gills and begins freeing itself from its former encasement. The lobster has about an hour to complete the task before suffocating and will sacrifice body parts if necessary. Claws can be especially difficult to remove through the narrow opening that connects them to the main body. Once the lobster is free and the gills are functioning, the body swells, and for the next 5 hours, the lobster secretes the beginnings of a new shell that will harden over the coming weeks. During this period, the lobster is at heightened risk from hungry predators and does its best to hide. The old shell is an excellent source of minerals, and the lobster will use it as a food source while waiting for the new shell to form. Molting also plays an important part in the lobster's reproductive cycle, since female lobsters can only become pregnant when free of their shells. Mating begins well in advance of molting, as males and females participate in courtship rituals. When the female is ready to mate, she will place her claws on the chosen male's head in a process known as knighting. There is speculation that she uses this opportunity to secrete a hormone that reduces her partner's aggressive tendencies, which include cannibalism. Aggression isn't limited to males, as females suffer from what researcher Diane Cowan calls PMS, or pre-molt syndrome. According to Cowan, before they molt, females have an activity peak and can go a little berserk. Other females may be the target of attacks as the pre-molting female prepares to join her companion. Pregnancy may last up to 20 months and may produce anywhere from 10 to 100,000 offspring, depending on the size and maturity of the mother. Female lobsters can retain a male sperm for several years and undergo a second pregnancy without the need for mating. When a Maine lobsterman finds a pregnant female, he will mark her for other lobstermen, a sign that she is too vulnerable, too important to be harmed. Indeed, lobstermen treat pregnant females with an almost mystical reverence. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.